Let me just add the final reflection a little bit to expand more the thoughts on Our Lady's Prayer, so that we can also live our life of prayer in a Marian way. So we said Our Lady in the previous meditation, that Our Lady in a sense anticipated the prayer of the Our Father, because she lived it, and she put the meaning of this prayer into action already when she accepted God's will, did it, and she became herself that channel through which God's will was made, God's will was accomplished on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God in heaven, the predestination of the Son to be incarnate for the glory of God in this world of creation, and the salvation of mankind through the death of Jesus on the cross, predestined to happen in the fullness of time, was made possible because of Our Lady's yes, fiat to God's will. And she made possible that will or in heaven to happen on earth, to be now fulfilled by us on earth, so that God, in becoming man, could rescue us and we could be saved in him. We also said, I said that the glory of man, to quote Saint Irenaeus, a great father of the Church, the glory of man is the vision of God. When we pray, we want to see God. We come into this presence of God. We love God's name in order to adore him, to worship him, because in this adoration, there is our life, there is our happiness, there is our peace. And the glory of man, the glory of man is the vision of God. The glory of God is the living man, the man who is made by God, who is made by him in order to enjoy God, to have eternal happiness in him. So, Our Lady's Prayer is very, very important, because she is acting as a channel, a bond of unity between heaven and earth, between the will of God in heaven, the will of God on earth. But there is also another beautiful meaning of Our Lady's Prayer when we read the Magnificat. Our Lady proclaimed the greatness of the Lord in her song of praise. And we remember what happened. She went to see Elizabeth, her cousin. And Elizabeth, moved by the Holy Spirit, acknowledged that Mary was the mother of her, of my Lord. So the mother of God. Mother of my Lord means Theotokos, mother of God. And Mary, in response to this praise, to this prayer of Elizabeth, the first prayer is recited by the angel, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. You are blessed among all women. And now when Mary comes to see Elizabeth, but Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. When Mary comes to see Elizabeth, the Hail Mary continues, because it is Elizabeth now acknowledging Our Lady's divine maternity and blessing Mary. You are blessed. Of all women, you are the most blessed. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. This is the Hail Mary. Yes, the first part, the angel, the second part, Elizabeth, and Our Lady's response to this prayer. It is all, you see, all this mystery takes place in a prayerful environment, so to speak. Everything speaks about prayer. The angel is praying, Elizabeth is praying, Our Lady responds to Elizabeth's praises and prayer, especially prayer, with another prayer. Everything is directed to God then. This is the very beautiful action of the Gospel. Mary magnifies God because her soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My soul, my life, my mystery, because Our Lady is a mystery. She is a creature, but she is full of grace. She is predestined to be without sin. She is made without sin. She's immaculate. She's endowed with all grace in order to be able to become the mother of God, the mother of my Lord, that Elizabeth is now praying to. Elizabeth is praying to Our Lady, and through Our Lady she is praying to Christ and to God. Mary is praying to Jesus, through Jesus to God. My soul. Mary is, my soul magnifies the Lord because Mary herself, her life is a mystery of faith. Predestined, we said, to be the Immaculate, made the Mother of God. And my spirit exalts in God, my Savior, because He has looked down upon the lowliness of His humble handmaid, humble servant. From this day forward, all generations shall call me blessed. So Mary is seeing herself in God's sight. She is putting herself in God's will. She wants that Elizabeth may see her mystery as it is seen in God's will. My soul magnifies the Lord. So Mary is directing everything to God, while the angel is speaking to Mary, praying to her. Elizabeth is speaking to Mary, praying to Mary. Mary brings everything back to the very source of all mysteries. Mary brings everything back to God. And this is also very important for us when we pray. We can pray to our Blessed Mother Mary. We have to. When we pray the Rosary, we pray to Mary. But Mary does not take anything for her. She is just a channel of graces. As she was a channel for God's will to happen on earth, so she is a channel to bring all our prayers back to the very source of all, God. So Mary, in her Magnificat, is praying, but she is directing everything to God's glory. The best way to pray is to pray always through our Blessed Mother Mary, through her intercession. Now, finally, when we pray the Rosary, and the Rosary is one of the best prayers. Yes? One of the best prayers to say. When we pray the Rosary, what we do? We pray to our Blessed Mother Mary. We say, Hail Mary, full of grace. But let's try to pray the Rosary, as I said before, in a more meditative way. Not just to say Hail Marys, but to pay attention with your mind, and especially your heart, to what you say. Hail Mary.